I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as I said last Sunday, just for the three Sundays in November that we are together, with the last Sunday being the confirmation, just going to pick a few hymns, essentially at random, and think about the story behind the hymns. And I enjoy doing that from time to time, because often behind the hymn, as we saw last week, is an incredibly tragic story. We looked at the hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul," and we were reminded, which I think the hymns do, of the truths of God. And last week it was reminded, wherever life brings us, we can come with great assurance into God's presence and know that it is well with my soul. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Hymns have that great ability to communicate something deep within us. Well, today we're going to come to the second of our hymn series. And I was checking back over the records that I keep. It's useful to have records so that you can keep, a track of the hymns that we sing, and make sure that we sing a good broad selection of hymns. But this particular hymn, it's at least 4 years, if not longer, since we've sung it. Now, that says to me two things. One, that it's kind of gone off our radar, that we've just simply forgotten about it. Or perhaps it is a hymn that we don't know very well. So the hymn that I've chosen is the hymn "Just As I Am," written by Charlotte Elliott. Do we know that hymn, "Just As I Am"? Anyone know the hymn? A few heads nodding, a few maybe saying that they don't. Well, whether we know the hymn or not, it's an opportunity to connect with Charlotte, the writer, her story, and with a beautiful truth of God. So who was Charlotte Elliott? What moved her to write the hymn? And what does it teach us about the heart of God today? Well, Charlotte Elliott was born in Clapham in London towards the end of the 18th century. By all accounts, she was a young lady that led a carefree life. She gained great popularity as a portrait artist and a writer of humorous verse. And people used to flock not only to see her paintings, but to hear her recite many of her poems. By the time she was in her 30s, though, her health began to change, which had a huge impact on her life. We'll come back to that in a moment. But the story goes that she was giving a recital one evening, and afterwards, over dinner, she was talking to a Swiss pastor that happened to be sitting on her table. And as many of the guests raved over Charlotte, fawned over her and her great recital, he, in conversation, asked her, was she a Christian? He hoped that she was a Christian. And apparently Charlotte bristled and was angry at the question. She would rather not discuss that question, she said. And the Swiss pastor apologized if he had caused any offense. A few weeks later, she again met with the Swiss pastor, Dr. Malin, and she apologized for her rudeness. She said that she had been thinking about the question that he asked her. And she said, actually, I would like to come to Christ, but I do not know how. I do not know how. And he apparently looked at her and said, just come as you are. And she accepted Jesus as her Saviour that day. Just come as you are. From the age of 33 until her death, Charlotte suffered crippling fatigue. In fact, she ended up pretty much bedridden. And despite her ailment, she made herself useful. She edited a magazine called the Religious Remembrance Magazine. And in 1835, 12 years after she had been converted, became a Christian, her brother, who was a clergyman, was raising funds for a school that he wanted to build for the daughters of the clergy. St. Mary's Hall, it was called. Many of her siblings, her family and others were working hard, contributing to make that vision become a reality. But the story goes that Charlotte, unable to help with the project, felt useless. Felt as though she, because she was bedridden, had nothing to offer, and in fact even that God had rejected her. And she fell into deep doubt. But as she pondered her situation, she remembered the words of the Swiss pastor, "Come just as you are to God." And she decided to write a poem for others who were in her situation. And the words that she wrote became one of the greatest soul-winning songs in the history of hymns. The hymn that we call "Just As I Am." If you want to turn to hymn 587, just for a few moments, we can pick up on some of the themes that she writes down. And as we'll see, how God uses her words very powerfully. Well, as we pick up that hymn 587, in the Church of Ireland hymn book, there's something very vulnerable about the words, something very honest about the words. And as I reread them again this week, I couldn't help but see almost two sides of the conversation within each of the verses. On the one hand, Charlotte is writing down some of the reasons why we can't come to God. Some of the things, the excuses that people use, that why they do not feel worthy to come before God. "I've done this and God would never accept me. I know that I am not perfect, therefore God would never want me." But as we read through the verses, as Charlotte writes down the reasons why we can't come to God, on the other side is that beautiful reminder that Jesus on the cross has opened the way to God so that we can truly, as we are, come to him. "Just as I am, without one plea. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within. Just as I am," she writes, "poor wretched blind, sight rich as healing of the mind." All the reasons why we can't come to God. And yet, as we get to verses 5 to 7, there is a beautiful change in emphasis and tone. Despite all of these things, God desires us to come to him just as I am. "Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve. Just as I am, thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down. Just as I am, of that free love, the breadth, the length, the depth, and height to prove." And then there comes the beautiful crowning moment of each verse. As the conversation is almost ebbed and flowed, Charlotte Elliot writes these words, "O Lamb of God, I come." She realizes there is no excuse. There is no reason under the sun why she and why we can't come to God. "O Lamb of God, I come." It's a hymn that is a reminder of the truthful words of Jesus from John 6, verses 35 to 40. In the passage that we heard, Jesus is inviting people to come to God by faith. And the passage gives the same beautiful sense as with the hymn of God that Charlotte writes. That same God response when we come just as we are before him. This is what the end of verse 37 says. "Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Within a matter of years, the hymn that Charlotte writes had been published in the Invalids Hymn Book, and from there it spread and gained in popularity. I remember a few moments ago I shared that she felt useless. She felt as though she had little to contribute in life. She had little to contribute to the building of this school that her brother and others were bringing into reality. Well, it's amazing how God works. In her own lifetime, Charlotte learned that copies of that poem that she had written were being sold. Money was being made from them. For what? Well, the money that was made was being donated to St. Mary's Hall, the very project that she thought she had nothing to contribute towards. She actually found that this poem, later to become a hymn, was contributing greatly towards that project. God was using her and her ability to write to help in the building of that school. She died when she was 82, and after her death, more than just contributing to a physical building of a building, she found that her words had touched many, many people. After her death, when her home was being cleared, thousands of letters were found among her papers, written by people telling her how her hymn had touched their lives. Today the hymn is translated into many languages, and people of many ages and stations of life have knelt before God and made it their own personal prayer of dedication to God, "Just as I am, I come." So as we come to stand and to sing its words, not only with thankfulness for another story, for another life of a person, Charlotte Elliott, we are thankful too for her story, but for the great truths that once again it reminds us of at the very heart of the gospel message, of the great invitation of God for all to come, and to come just as we are, and to have that very vulnerable and honest response to God's invitation in our hearts and in our minds, to say before our God, "Just as I am, O Lamb of God, I come." So let's stand and sing this wonderful hymn. Amen.